of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Heavy casualties in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed nearly 400 people, nearly a third of them civilians, since the campaign began 3 weeks ago. Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. have signed a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Pentagon officials have stressed that this is not an agreement on how the two countries should operate in Syria. They are aimed merely at preventing U.S. and Russian aircraft from colliding over Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for calm during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban called on Palestinian leaders to use the energy of their people in a peaceful way and for young Palestinians to demand those leaders, as well as ones from Israel and the UN, make progress on a political solution. Meanwhile, Israeli security forces on Tuesday arrested Hassan Youssef, a leader of the militant group Hamas, in the West Bank. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Baiji, but a U.S. military spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town and driving pockets of enemy fighters from the area. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized with gunshot wounds. This is VOA News. Justin Trudeau will become Canada's next prime minister after leading his Liberal Party to a commanding victory in Tuesday's parliamentary elections. Results provided by Canada's Election Commission show the Liberals winning 184 seats in the 338-seat parliament, compared to the 99 seats won by outgoing Prime Minister Stephen Harper's Conservative Party. The left-leaning New Democratic Party, which was once considered the front-runner, finished distant third with 44 seats. A cyclone that left much of the northern Philippines inundated was downgraded to a tropical storm, but some areas in Tropical Storm Kopu's wake suffered heavy damage. Simone Orendine reports.
The Civil Defense Office says at least 100 national roads and bridges have been affected by landslides and flooding. The storm, now with a 650-kilometer cloud span, dumped half a month's worth of rain in a 24-hour period in many provinces.